الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يك من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم وآتيناه في الدنيا حسنة وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters sitting at home over the receiver, if we glance and take a glimpse at the current affairs of this world, the different events that unfold daily, and we talk about mankind in general, we look at the entire globe, we will discover that there is merciless killings, there's anarchy, there's mayhem, looting, killings, bombings. It seems to be greed for power, greed for materialism, name and fame, at the expense of innocent ones. The Quran talks about Fir'aun and the evil of Fir'aun, his haughtiness, his arrogance, his pride. We see very similar arrogance and haughtiness in many of the despots that live today, in the manner in which they kill not hundreds, but thousands of innocent people. They don't bother whatsoever as to where the orphans will seek refuge. What will be their next meal, if there is any meal for them? Imagine we have reached such an ebb as far as our spirituality is concerned. And we're talking about mankind in general. There's a spiritual decadence. There's immorality, obscenity, lewdness. There's only filth around us. Man is moving closer and closer and closer towards this type of life where he is enjoying being a slave of his passions, egos and desires. He has detached himself from his Creator. He has not realized his Creator. The time has come, and we see this in the time of the Jahiliyyah, period of ignorance. There were many cases of a father burying his own daughter alive. And that was a very heinous crime. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was seated once, and his companions, of course, they were seated around him and they were discussing the times of Jahiliyyah. When one Sahabi, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I did a terrible thing." And we know the incident when he relates the entire episode and incident of how he took his little child, his daughter, for a stroll on the pretense that we're going for a picnic, and he buries her alive, and he says, "I can hear the cries of the little child ringing in my ears, Oh, my father, please spare my life. What wrong have I done? Today we see similar incidents. Children are being born, they've been abandoned on the streets, in the gutters, in the rubbish dumps. Man has become so sick, that we find a little child, barely 4 or 5 years old, she is being raped. This is common. Read the newspapers. Slavery. People are kept in bondage. Somebody is abducted. Some women are abducted. And for years, they are chained. This is our condition. Why? We have not recognized our Creator. Being the months of Hajj and Qurbani, in a few days' time, inshallah, the moon of Dhul-Hijjah will be sighted. And again, the very auspicious days of Dhul-Hijjah commence. And we hear the beautiful lessons of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. All of us know the incident, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. But I think it is most appropriate to once again revise these few important lessons that we learn so that we may bring these lessons in our lives. What is required of mankind now is total submission to Allah Rabbul Izzat. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When Allah commanded him to submit, surrender himself, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَسْلَمْتُ, I have surrendered myself to Lillah, to Allah. We don't surrender and submit ourselves to our egos, to our passions, to our desires. We don't surrender to shaitan. We don't surrender to any other mankind. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Lillahi Rabbil Alameen, the one who is the Rabb, the nurturer of all the worlds. The moment Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam surrenders, he submits himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now test upon test he faces. There are trials and tribulations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions very beautifully in the Quran, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. When we claim that we have iman, we believe in Allah, we have surrendered, we have submitted to Allah, does man feel that he will not be tested? No, there will be tests. And look at the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He is born in such a society that believes in many gods. There was no tawheed. They used to worship idols. And the very first test that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had was he goes to his father. And he pleads to his father. He tries to convince his father to break away from this idol worshipping and to worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives him the message and the da'wah of tawheed. His father refuses. In fact, he becomes angry. قَالَ أَرَاغِبٌ أَنْتَ عَنْ آلِيَتِي يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيًّا. He warns him. I will pelt you with stones. You'll have to move away and detach yourself from me and your family. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam knew, he believed that there was only one Allah. He continues his dawah. Nothing hinders him. Finally, when Nimrod sees that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is not going to stop worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he burns a fire. And we know Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is thrown into this fire. And there's the next test. He could have abandoned his preaching towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He could have submitted to the will of Nimrod and his people. No. Even when the angels, according to some riwayat, when the angels come to assist him as he's being thrown into the fire, he says, إِلَيْكَ عَنِّي. No, no, no. I only require the assistance of my Allah. Because it is only my Allah who can assist me. So whatever the condition man is faced with, remember, we have Allah with us. And it is only Allah who can protect. It is only Allah who can benefit. It is only Allah who assists. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the fire, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. And this shows that nothing can happen in the world. Nothing can happen without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without the idhn and the permission of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the fire becomes cool, and we know the entire story. But there are tests upon tests. Then when he is an old person, he's an old man, the desire is to have a child, and he's granted a child, and now he is told to take this child and take the mother and leave them in the barren deserts of Makkah. A time when he wants to play with his little child, he wants to enjoy this bundle of joy, he's told to take this child and the mother and leave them all alone in Makkah. There were no human beings living there. There was no vegetation, no water, nothing. His wife asked him, Allahu amaraka bihada? Did Allah command you with this? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, initially he remained silent, and finally when he sees that she is persisting with this question, he says, Naam, yes, it is Allah who has commanded me with this. And look at the confidence, the certitude, the yaqeen she has. إِذَا لَا يُضَيِّعَنَا. She says that Allah will never destroy us. If it is the command of Allah to put us in this particular condition, then Allah will not destroy us. Allah will reward us. Allah will care for us. And may know the incident of Zamzam. And then after some years, when he is reunited with his family, there are tests upon tests. And each time Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is passing with flying colors. He excels in all these tests. Now when this child has grown, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sees in the vision that he has slaughtered this child. He is ready to enact the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any hesitation whatsoever. Without any hesitation. But obviously he has to prepare this child and see what the response of this child will be. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he tells his son about this dream, then we find the spontaneous response, the positive response of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. That, oh my father, if'al ma tu'mar. Do exactly how your Allah has commanded you. I am ready. Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. Soon you will find me, Allah willing. Again, this is a lesson. That nothing happens without the permission of Allah. Without the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. You'll find me among those who are patient. And when Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam is taken, again Allah talks about Islam, submission. Falamma aslama watallahu lil jabeen. And when both father and son both had surrendered to the will of Allah, no questions asked. Possibly the meaning and interpretation of this dream could be something else. No. The dream of a Nabi is wahi, it is true. Imagine the mother also. Every person is prepared to submit, to surrender. They had themselves attached to Allah Rabbul Izzat. They had the marifat of Allah. They recognized Allah Ta'ala's greatness, Allah's supremacy. They knew that they were just human beings in this world, and they were going through an examination phase, and Allah was testing them. They knew they had the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as they had connected themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the moment a person detaches himself to Allah, the moment mankind detaches themselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there'll be only misery. Only misery, restlessness. Look at all the pop stars and all the musicians in the world. the so-called icons, that people ape and people imitate their hairstyle and their fashion and their clothing. Look at their lifestyles. It's only divorce, drugs, killing, life of misery. The man dies years, for years on, there's still court cases taking place. Is this life? Is this bliss? Is this happiness? Why do people take drugs? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us a pure life. And we get this purity when we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the supreme ruler, the supreme creator, the one who is most powerful, the being who we are answerable to. We are slaves, we are bondsmen, bondswomen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah loves us. And I mentioned about Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Inna Ibrahim kana ummah. Who is an ummah? We talk about an ummah. There are so many people that make up an ummah. Large community of people. Allah says that Ibrahim, a single person. But Allah expresses Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Allah praises him. And Allah says, you are not just a single person. Physically you are one man. But you have that Allah had blessed him with that power and that strength and those favors and those benefits, that he was able to muster the challenges that he was faced with. Normally it will take an entire community to together put all their assistance and all their minds and all their might together to overcome those challenges. Ibrahim alayhi salam did it all by his own with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a model example. Mufassirin write, imaman, qudwatan. He was a leader. He was a model example. Qanitan. He was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A muti'an lillah. Hanifan. He moved away from all types of isms, ideologies, religions, creeds. All that which was false. He moved away from all those things towards the one Allah, towards the correct deen, monotheism, tawheed, only one Allah. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. There was something very common. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam grew up in that society that worshipped idols. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also in Arabia, he grew up in that society that was worshipping idols. So it was the same teaching, the same preaching, the same way of life. Of course, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And he would regard Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as our father. When the Sahaba asked, ma hadhi al-adhahi ya Rasulullah? He says, sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. We know that the Arabs, they came from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So he is your father. You know, when Rasulullah SAW went for Mi'raj, and we know the entire incident, but there is an incident where Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam meets Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam conveys his salam to this ummah. He says, oh, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, aqri' minni as-salam ala ummatik, that you convey my salam to your ummah. Subhanallah. There's a link. There's a connection between this ummah and the ummah of and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that tell your ummah, Jannat is tayyibatu turbah. The sand is very, very beautiful, soft. Azbatul ma, the water is extremely sweet. Innaha qi'an, but at the moment, there's no trees, there's no plantation. Wa inna ghirasaha, the plantation, the trees of Jannat will be subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. The third kalima. During the days of Udhiyah, we have been exhorted by Rasulullah SAW in the hadith, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهَا التَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ, say لا إله إلا الله in abundance. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, he was not of the polytheists. شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was grateful for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made shukr. Allah says, اِجْتَبَاهُ, Allah chose him. Allah says, we guided him to sirat mustaqim, to the straight path. In dunya there is hasana, good for him. And in the hereafter, he'll be amongst the pious ones. Therefore, when the sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is all this qurbani all about? You see, sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. It was the way of life, the practice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, your father. And he slaughtered, or he was prepared to slaughter his son. Ulama and mashayikh explain, perhaps if the command was to slaughter himself, may have been easier. But here the command is not slaughter yourself, slaughter your beloved child. That child who you were pining for. You were waiting to have a son. And this is not any ordinary son, a son who is pious. And now when he has reached that age, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ سَعْيَ, when he's running around with you, how you going to go and slaughter the child? How difficult a test. And Ibrahim alayhi salam goes and he tries and to slaughter his son. And we know the knife did not slaughter him. And Allah Ta'ala replaced Ismail alayhi salatu salam with a ram. Ismail alayhi salatu salam was spared. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam slaughtered a ram. And that action was so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tested his love, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam's love for Allah. Allah checked whether his love for his son was more, or whether his love for Allah was more. Where was his loyalty? Where was his attachment? You and I are tested daily. Daily we are tested. Alhamdulillah, perhaps we are reading our 5 times salat, which we should be doing. We may be discharging our zakat. We may have gone for many hajj and umrah. We may be giving large sums of charity. But there are those occasions in every person's life, every one of us, whether you're a scholar, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, whatever your profession, you're a businessman, you're a housewife, we are tested. That there's your nafs pulling you, drawing you towards some sin. And you gain some enjoyment in that particular sin. You have become so accustomed to enjoying that sin. On the other hand is the command of Allah for you to submit. For you to show your Islam, your submission to Allah. Aslamtu lillahi rabbil alameen. And there is a tug of war between the two. Where do we go? Do we give in to our nafs and desires and disobey and reject the command of Allah? Or do we reject the commands of our nafs and desires and we please our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi says that what is the haqiqat of this qurbani? What is the essence of qurbani? It's not just the animal that you are slaughtering. It goes beyond that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see the spirit of sacrifice that you have when it comes to sacrificing your nafs, your desires. That which draws you away from Allah. That which gives you a few moments of some type of satisfaction and enjoyment, some type of pleasure. Just a few moments. But lifelong misery. Lifelong misery. It puts you into endless troubles. You get into trouble with your wife. You get into trouble with your parents, with your children, with your employer, with your neighbors, with society. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat of now attaching ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have alhamdulillah made qurbani, many qurbanis in our life. May Allah give us a tawfiq again of being able to sacrifice that animal on the day of Eid, Eid al-Adha, but with the true spirit, with the real spirit, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants and expects from us. These days that are going to come are very auspicious days. مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهَا أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ هَذِي الْأَيَّامِ Rasulullah has mentioned that good actions done in these 10 days are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are no specific actions besides, of course, fasting during these days. Of course, not on the day of Eid. A person who keeps roza from the first of the Hijjah, any one of the first or second or third, but for each day you keep a fast, then an entire year's sin is forgiven. 1 year's sin is forgiven. On the day of Arafah, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, a person who fasts, Rasulullah says, يُكَفِّرُ السَّنَةَ الْمَاضِيَ وَالْبَاقِيَ It wipes out the sins of the past year and even the sins of the future year, the year that's following. We're talking about minor sins, of course. For major sins, one has to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any person who engages in ibadat during these nights, he gets the thawab of making ibadat in Laylatul Qadr night. Many of us may have already started purchasing our animals. Many will still purchase our animals. Let us purchase the beautiful animal, a healthy, good animal. It's not just getting off with a few hundreds of rands and just buying something and now we have done our duty. No. There's a spirit behind it. We have to educate our children. If we are not going to make qurbani anymore in our country, then we are going to deprive our children. It's a day of, many of our youngsters, mashallah, they become so joyous. They're already playing with the animals. And they will revise the lesson of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. They also will learn the lesson of submission. These animals that we sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, it will come biquruniha, with its horns, wa azlafiha. It will come with its entire body, Allah ta'ala will give it a shape, a form, in whichever way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. It will be intensified by 70 times more. It will be placed on the scales of the person's good deeds, outweighing his bad deeds. Rasulullah did say that Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that before the drop of blood of the animal when it is being sacrificed reaches the ground, Allah already accepts the sacrifice. Allah is not in need of our animals. Allah does not need the blood and flesh of our animals. Allah wants from us that taqwa, that piety that we have and we display, that when Allah commands us, we submit, surrender to the will of Allah, and we refrain from all those things that makes Allah ta'ala displeased. Then when mankind will do this, when the believers will do this, when we become model examples, like how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a model example, like how Rasulullah was a model example, like how the different anbiya were model examples for the societies and communities, then we won't find killings, merciless killings. We won't find the morbid way of life that we see prevalent in society. We won't find immorality taking place. We won't find killings and bombings everywhere. We'll find peace. We'll find harmony. There'll be bliss. There'll be happiness. Millions of people will be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.